You're listening to The Captain with BMW Indonesia. BMW, sheer driving pleasure.
103.8 Brava Radio, welcome back to another The Captain Show. Masih ada saya, Steny Agusta. Seperti biasa, kita punya schedule akan mengundang mereka-mereka, beliau-beliau yang memiliki kompetensi yang luar biasa, memimpin organisasi, dan juga kenal lebih dekat secara personal gitu ya. Nah, ngomongin tentang satu ini, BMW, Anda pasti sudah tahu. Pasar kendaraan premium di Indonesia masih sangat menjanjikan. Ini terlihat dari beragam varian kendaraan premium dengan inovasi terbaru yang dihadirkan di Indonesia. Salah satu pabrikan tersebut adalah BMW Indonesia. Ini brand terdepan yang menegaskan kepemimpinannya dalam hal inovasi, kemewahan, kenyamanan, dan kenikmatan berkendara di Indonesia International Motor Show 2019 mulai 25 April sampai 5 Mei. Anda udah mampir ke sana belum, Bravo Listeners? Belum ya? Kalau belum, kita dengar langsung dari orangnya sekarang nih yang bertanggung jawab yang berhubungan dengan BMW di Indonesia dan juga yang lain. Nah, tampilkan 11 kendaraan terbarunya, termasuk diantaranya adalah The Roadster, All New BMW Z4, serta tampilan perdana dari All New BMW X5 terletak di Hall D4 BMW Group Pavilion. Ini menawarkan jajaran kendaraan terbaru dan unit test drive terlengkap. Ya, dan yang paling dahsyat menurut saya adalah program penawaran gratis bahan bakar Shell V-Power selama 1 tahun. Syarat dan ketentuan berlaku ya, khusus untuk pelanggan BMW seri 7 dan seri 5. Nah, hadir bersama kita, BMW Indonesia berkomitmen menghadirkan kendaraan inovatif, layanan, dan juga program yang sesuai dengan permintaan pelanggan. Untuk mengetahui lebih jelasnya, sekarang saya sudah bersama dengan President Director of BMW Indonesia, Ramesh Divyanathan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Good to see you.
You listen to the radio?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Not so much here, I have to say, but I'm an avid radio listener.
Thank you so much for that. And it has been almost a year since you were appointed as the President Director of to lead BMW Group Indonesia.
That's right.
And how are things? Did you face a lot of challenges in Indonesia?
It's exciting to be back. As you know, I think we knew each other some years ago.
Yes, that's true.
At a couple of events. I've been away for the last 4 years.
Yep.
So it's good to be back. Lots of things that are familiar, but a lot of new changes as well. As you know, we live in a period which is a lot of disruptive changes worldwide in every industry.
Okay.
So one of the big challenges right now is to look at what are the changes that are taking place in our landscape, in our industry.
Mm-hmm.
How to marry these changes with what we know today, what are our strengths, and what are the things that are happening down in the future. That's the challenge we face today.
Okay, the challenge today. Yeah. If I ask you something personal,
sure.
Why do we have to buy BMW in the perspective of a president director of BMW Group Indonesia? We need
sure.
to know.
Yes.
Why?
Well, you know, BMW's brand DNA is sheer driving pleasure.
Yeah.
Of course, in the context of Jakarta, when you've got congested roads, we also say that it's a pleasure of being driven.
Yeah.
Because I think the comfort that you have in the back and the driving dynamics that you have in the front, both of them make BMW a really unique proposition.
Yeah.
But it starts even when you look at the car from a distance.
Okay.
Our design marries the dynamism, the edginess, together with timeless beauty. So when you look at the car from afar, you really appreciate the beauty of it. You go into the car, you turn on the engine, it brings a joy to your face.
Okay.
It's the face in the crowd, but it also brings a joy to your face when you drive it.
Mm-hmm.
I think these are the special characteristics of BMW as well. Furthermore, we pride ourselves in having the latest technologies.
Okay.
And these are not things that are under the bonnet, not just the engine and the power and the performance. It also goes to things that you really touch and feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. For example, the operating system that we have in our car. Instead of having buttons all over the dashboard, we were the pioneer for iDrive, the controller system with the touch screens. So
yep.
we were pioneer in that. When you look at car reviews around the world, they always say in the end, when it comes to user interface inside the car, BMW sets the absolute benchmark.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We're all the music aficionado, and you too, right?
That's right.
What do you facilitate for a music lover like me in a car? Let's say I listen to radio, I listen to Spotify a lot,
That's
I want
right.
to play my own playlist and everything.
Right.
What do you have in
It's a great question, actually. We are the pioneers when it comes to connecting the phone with the car. Not okay. just to make a phone call, that's an easy thing, that's a no-brainer.
Okay.
But particularly when it comes to introducing all the latest apps into our cars.
Uh-huh.
I was brought into the world of Spotify
okay.
because of BMW's bringing Spotify into the car.
Yeah, that's right. You need to talk to the, all also the millennials who love music right. so much, right?
That's right. In the end, so you've got both. You can listen to Bravo Radio,
yeah,
and then switch to Spotify when you want to. You can create your own playlist.
Yeah,
that for me is something which, you know, we are a traditional company with a lot of brand heritage, 103-year-old company.
Yeah.
At the same time, Spotify, new company, new technology. We are there. We are a pioneer in that.
Yeah, that's true. Can you share a little bit about your strategy in leading Indonesia as well? Because when you lead Indonesia, we're also in the competition with other BMW
sure.
in other countries, right?
Sure.
In terms of market, in terms of innovation and everything.
Sure.
What, just a little of your strategy in Indonesia.
It's a three-pronged strategy in the end.
Mm-hmm.
It's products, because in our 103-year history, we have the strongest product offensive of all time.
Yeah.
We've got 10 new products launch this year and next year.
Yep.
That's a phenomenal product lineup. And number two, people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a car business, but the bottom line, it is a people business in the end.
Yep.
We need to train our people. We need to recruit the brand people, not just in BMW Indonesia, but also our dealer network.
True.
And thirdly, our partners, our dealers. Mm-hmm. And that's really key in the end to
okay.
be successful.
Okay. Penting sekali nih, Bram. Kita teruskan aja sebentar ya. Tadi saya ngobrol sedikit dengan Pak Ramesh seputar semua fasilitas yang ada di dalam BMW ini memfasilitasikan kita untuk yang mau disetirin atau nyetir sendiri, itu pilihan Anda dan itu menyenangkan selalu. Terutama buat kita pencinta musik, BMW selalu yang terdepan untuk connect Anda dengan berbagai aplikasi-aplikasi yang bagus gitu ya, dengan iDrive tadi. Nah, kayaknya Anda harus mampir deh ke Indonesia International Motor Show 2019 mulai 25 April sampai 5 Mei. Lihat lebih dekat, temukan ada 11 kendaraan terbaru BMW yang ada di sana. Oke, okay, we're gonna have a short break, Pak Ramesh. Yeah, enjoy your coffee. Ada beberapa listeners juga masih mendengarkan kita nanti. Anda juga bisa masuk ke podcast kita, nanti akan kita rekam di www.bravaradio.com. Stay tuned when we come back.
Don't go anywhere. The captain will be right back.